sir. It's a election.
Slunky forever, sir.
Slunky forever.
Who is Slunky?
I don't know. It's always best to do what the mob do. Fiskin is a dog. Fiskin is a dog.
Careful, sir. Come on, inside with you.
My dear Pickwick, welcome to Blue Headquarters.
Down with the buff, say I, Pecker. What is the probable outcome of the contest?
And doubtful as yet. Fizkin's people have got 33 voters locked up drunk in the coach house at the Peacock.
Drunk? Disgraceful buff trick.
On the other hand, Slumpy had a tea party here yesterday, and 45 women went away with a blue parasol each, secured all their husbands and half their brothers.
Blameless and courteous gift.
Blameless indeed.
What exactly is the blue platform, Perker?
Oh, blue, and blue again, sir. We must impress upon him the importance of kissing babies.
Bless me, have these politicians no fear?
Morning, sir. I bought your coffee.
Thank you, sir.
And there's a person outside wants to speak with you very particular.
At this hour? Where are my friends?
In the tap room, taking brandy from the Buffs and beer from the Blues. Shall I show the person in, sir?
The person is upon you, sir. The person could no longer contain her exquisite anticipation. Allow Mrs. Leo Hunter of the Den, Eatonsville, to salute the author of the Tittlebatian Theory. Homage.
Sam, take Mrs. Hunter's cloak, but
remain within earshot. Very good, sir.
Mrs. Leo Hunter is proud to number among her many acolytes those who have rendered their all to the muse. You may kneel at my altar, sir.
Thank you very much.
Tomorrow we give a public breakfast, a fête champêtre at the Den. Mrs. Leo Hunter gives many such breakfasts. They are her humble sacrifice at the Temple of Art. There will be an Eastern Bazaar. There will be a miniature Parthenon. There will be a chorus in national costume with songs of a Balkan nature. And there will be poesy.